You will hear an interview with a girl called Laura Rogers, who's talking about a trip to the beach to look for signs that dinosaurs once lived there. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
I'm with Laura Rogers, who's recently been on a trip with her uncle to the coast near her home to look for signs that dinosaurs may have once lived there. Laura, why did you go on the trip?
Well, my uncle's an archaeologist and he's learnt a lot about dinosaurs in his work. And I'd begun to get into archaeology through some books I'd got from school. I'd also been to an exhibition about dinosaurs found locally. Anyway, my English teacher asked us to do some creative writing about where we live, and dinosaurs seemed the perfect subject. But to write convincingly about them, I knew I'd have to go and find out more for myself, and my uncle was the ideal person to help me with this.
So, did he tell you more about dinosaurs before you went?
Oh, he brought along some dinosaur bones he'd found during an excavation. It was amazing, thinking I was looking at something that had lived in my area millions of years ago. But then he said he'd actually found them in the USA, so that was a bit of a letdown. And I realised we almost certainly wouldn't find any on our trip. He said that the original creature would have been as big as a bus, though, so that really fired my imagination.
So you went to a beach near where you live. What was it like?
Well, it's quite a wild place, with high cliffs and lots of rocks on the beach. It's bitterly cold for parts of the year because of the strong wind, though you still see walkers and people doing water sports there. Some species of seabird live there in really impressive numbers, apparently. I guess it's because there's plenty for them to feed on among the rocks.
And when you started exploring, did you find anything interesting?
Well, no immediate signs of any dinosaurs. But as we were looking among the rocks on the beach, I happened to pick up a big black stone lying there. My uncle said it was called jet, and it was once used for making jewellery. It's become quite expensive to buy in antique shops, apparently, and he also said that it was unusual to come across a piece as large as that, so I was quite proud of myself.
And then you spotted signs that a dinosaur had once been there.
Absolutely. My uncle said the rocks there would have once been mud, which dinosaurs could have walked across, before it gradually turned into rock over millions of years. Then he suddenly pointed out a stone footprint of three toes, half buried by sand. As we uncovered it, it took me a while to realise what it was. A perfect footprint of a small dinosaur. It was amazing to think that a baby dinosaur had once been exactly where we were standing. Thanks to my uncle's description, I also had a good image of what the landscape must have looked like then.
Fantastic! And you ended the day by exploring an old ship?
Yes. We walked further down the coast to the remains of an old wooden ship, abandoned many years before. My uncle said we had to walk slowly, because the sand surrounding the ship was soft in places and you could easily sink into it, but he led me safely across. As we got closer, we noticed some seals turn and go back into the sea. That was a pity. We hadn't meant to frighten them away. The ship was more like a skeleton, really, and looked almost ready to break. But we still climbed aboard to take a look.
So, after your trip, do you want to study dinosaurs?
Well, It's certainly made me notice a lot more when I'm walking on the beach. I've been back several times with friends to show them what we found, and I feel really pleased that I'm able to point out the natural features my uncle showed me. But whether it'll turn into a career one day, who knows?
I'm with Laura Rogers, who's recently been on a trip with her uncle to the coast near her home to look for signs that dinosaurs may have once lived there. Laura, why did you go on the trip?
Well, my uncle's an archaeologist and he's learnt a lot about dinosaurs in his work. And I'd begun to get into archaeology through some books I'd got from school. I'd also been to an exhibition about dinosaurs found locally. Anyway, my English teacher asked us to do some creative writing about where we live, and dinosaurs seemed the perfect subject. But to write convincingly about them, I knew I'd have to go and find out more for myself, and my uncle was the ideal person to help me with this.
So, did he tell you more about dinosaurs before you went?
Oh, he brought along some dinosaur bones he'd found during an excavation. It was amazing, thinking I was looking at something that had lived in my area millions of years ago. But then he said he'd actually found them in the USA, so that was a bit of a letdown. And I realised we almost certainly wouldn't find any on our trip. He said that the original creature would have been as big as a bus, though, so that really fired my imagination.
So you went to a beach near where you live. What was it like?
Well, it's quite a wild place, with high cliffs and lots of rocks on the beach. It's bitterly cold for parts of the year because of the strong wind, though you still see walkers and people doing water sports there. Some species of seabird live there in really impressive numbers, apparently. I guess it's because there's plenty for them to feed on among the rocks.
And when you started exploring, did you find anything interesting?
Well, no immediate signs of any dinosaurs. But as we were looking among the rocks on the beach, I happened to pick up a big black stone lying there. My uncle said it was called jet, and it was once used for making jewellery. It's become quite expensive to buy in antique shops, apparently, and he also said that it was unusual to come across a piece as large as that, so I was quite proud of myself.
And then you spotted signs that a dinosaur had once been there.
Absolutely. My uncle said the rocks there would have once been mud, which dinosaurs could have walked across, before it gradually turned into rock over millions of years. Then he suddenly pointed out a stone footprint of three toes, half buried by sand. As we uncovered it, it took me a while to realise what it was. A perfect footprint of a small dinosaur. It was amazing to think that a baby dinosaur had once been exactly where we were standing. Thanks to my uncle's description, I also had a good image of what the landscape must have looked like then.
Fantastic! And you ended the day by exploring an old ship?
Yes. We walked further down the coast to the remains of an old wooden ship, abandoned many years before. My uncle said we had to walk slowly, because the sand surrounding the ship was soft in places and you could easily sink into it, but he led me safely across. As we got closer, we noticed some seals turn and go back into the sea. That was a pity. We hadn't meant to frighten them away. The ship was more like a skeleton, really, and looked almost ready to break, but we still climbed aboard to take a look.
So, after your trip, do you want to study dinosaurs?
Well, it's certainly made me notice a lot more when I'm walking on the beach. I've been back several times with friends to show them what we found, and I feel really pleased that I'm able to point out the natural features my uncle showed me. But whether it'll turn into a career one day, who knows?
That's the end of part 4.